Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, man. What an awesome stuff to come on my show. And my friend Corey and the static that I carried from the system a couple years ago. Welcome, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Bridget.
Doing?
Thank you, Corey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're all live now. We're all live on the Humagoo. Bring you out of the queue and out of the queue again, Bridget Purdy, my guest in California, and my buddy Corey Coons chiming in from Ontario, Canada, kind of the inaugural blast off of the little chat here on the Humagoo. So thanks everybody for coming on, Bridget.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's awesome. So, Corey, tell us quickly. I know you got to scoot a little bit. How's the weather over there? Are you guys doing, you getting a little better? I mean, you getting out and about and everybody's staying safe?
Yeah, it's been actually really nice the last few days here. So, actually, I was just posting a picture on Facebook when you were messaging me of some springtime by an old creek here in Ontario with my daughter and I the other day. So.
Oh, beautiful. Now, Corey Coons is great tunes, man. Tell us what's going on in your catalog quickly, too, for everybody. You got the hot new single going out right now, too.
Yeah, we released Leavin', which was the new single in March. So that's been out there now for a couple of months. And, yeah, we're really happy with that. It's been going great. So some more new stuff hopefully in the works for hopefully later in the summer. Another EP of music coming out, hopefully. So.
Great. Well, hope everything opens up for everybody and get back in the studio, my friend, okay? Thank you, Corey.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming on the show,
bro. Thank you,
bro.
Man.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks for
God bless.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bridget, what's going on,
yes.
girl? Thanks for coming on, man. It was just great that we had some callers right off the bat. So God bless Bridget Purdy coming on the Humagoo. How are you doing tonight in California this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, and it's a beautiful day. It's a little breezy. I'm sitting out here with my dog, relaxing and enjoying. That's how I'm doing.
Super.
Mm-hmm.
I know some friends want to give you a call today, so everybody can give us a shout out. That's the cool thing. 516-387-1328. Bridget is hanging out in California with the dog. Humagoo is here in Milwaukee. You know, we're kind of waking up a little bit. We talked about a month ago. We're all going through this nightmare, should I say. I know there's people losing their lives, but I guess it seems like we got some hope, kind of, sort of. At least it feels like it here in Wisconsin. What do you think?
Well, you know, we always have to be positive and stay on, you know, I try to stay on the sunny side of the street because – you know, that's just where I like to be, you know, that, you know, there's a lot going on and, we have to continue to help those if we are able to help them. We have to continue to lift each other up, even if we can spiritually, if we can with words of encouragement, you know, those are things that don't really cost anything to give somebody a call, to check on them, to see how they're doing, you know, because there's lots of people who are alone and who are in isolation alone. So, you know, being a good neighbor, loving one another, lifting each other up and doing those things, you know, we often think that being able to help somebody or help somebody that we need money, but some of the best things in life, may sound cliche, are free, and you know, love, joy, and happiness, kindness go a long way, and the touch of and the I know we don't have the touch, but the human connection, the sound of the voice, the comforting and telling somebody that you're there for them so they don't feel alone during this time can be very, very, very powerful. You know, the mind is very powerful.
Yeah, amen on that. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I try to live it on a positive side myself too, but you can get very carried away on the negative, but to survive, and you're right, there's so many people that don't have it today. I mean, and we don't really know where we're going to be next month or the following month, you know. It is a moment to moment, and that was one of the reasons, Bridget, you're always so blessed to come on the show. I always say that with you. Be the Light is one of your songs that I always play to somebody, an inspiration that I need to play for, you know, let's play Be the Light. And you carry that karma on the Facebook, your friends, you know, anybody want to get in touch with you today. That's really what it's about. And then your music that you carry on, the fabulous, I know you have another CD that's kind of on hold right now. Is that getting a little bit closer? I saw it on the release stuff.
You know, with, so many artists, you know, they've kind of put their stuff a little bit on hold until, you know, we can kind of see what's happening down the road. Because for many of us musicians, we make a lot of our money on touring and via selling our merch. And right now, it's, you know, things are very difficult as far as, you know, there's not places really to play. And the possibilities of being able to do that here in Los Angeles for this entire year of 2020, there will be no concerts. So far, that's, you know, that's what's been stated. So, you know, in order to really put on a successful CD, we really want to have, you know, touring to back it up as artists, and really for our fans too, and for the people, music lovers, we want to be able to have that in-person connection, and so they can hear and meet us and see us live. You know, it's, music is a great thing, and that is also really builds the human spirit, and to see and connect through music is just an amazing thing in itself.
It really is, and that's something that we've really been hunkering, or what I've been doing for the last couple of months or even before that. And guess what, Bridget? We have a caller here for you. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Do.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Connie Carroll.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you
Connie
doing
Carroll?
Today? Hi, Connie.
Oh, I'm doing good real to... good. Hi.
Any
Hi,
questions
how
for...
are you?
Go ahead.
Hey, haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, no. Well, Connie is from the Chicago area, and she's an amazing photographer herself. She's shot me many times. So if you guys get – thank you, Connie, for calling in. So if you guys get an opportunity to check out her photography, and I will try to post some pictures on my Facebook page and my Instagram so you guys can check her photography out as well. How are you doing, Connie?
Okay, that is so sweet of you. I just wanted to ask you, what is your collaboration process?
Oh, when are you talking about when I'm writing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, you know, I've written a my music is I write with Dave Oste, and Dave Oste is a phenomenal musician. And on my first album, Still I Rise, which I released in 2018, he is playing the bass and the guitar and the drums on the majority of that album. And so, you know, he and I really, we get together and we talk about things, for example, you know, over a cup of coffee maybe, and things like situations just like today, things that are happening in the world, things about the human connection, about lifting our brothers up and humanity. And then that idea and that concept then goes into music. You know, we then put that whole all into music, and that's our collaboration process.
That is great. That sounds so nice. And when is your next CD coming out?
You know, my next CD will probably be in 2021. Just because I really feel that I would like to tour and give the opportunity, you know, for all the music lovers and everybody to, you know, to really enjoy and celebrate music together.
You know, we love you out here in the Midwest, and we really want to see you come back.
Did you
I
see
really
her
love
when
you guys, too. It was so much fun over there. Got to go in that area, and oh my goodness. I mean, the blues is alive and well in the Chicago area. I was able to go to this great place. It was called the Odyssey, which was Coco Taylor's old club. And I played with Sir Walter Scott, and he was a phenomenal guitarist who, you know, who has just recently passed. So my condolences go out to his family and his loved ones. But phenomenal musicians in Chicago. So I can't wait to get back there too.
It was last 4th of July you were there. Last 4th of July, I believe.
That's
you
right.
Were there.
That's
in
right.
Indiana. Mm-hmm. I think it was Highland.
In Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were going to come out.
I was,
but you also
yeah.
played in Crown Point.
Yeah,
you played
I
played
in Crown
Point that week, too.
Yeah, I played in Crown Point at the Record Bin with Tom Lounges.
No,
Productions.
That was in Hobart.
No.
That's Hobart.
Oh,
played
that was
Crown
in
Point.
Hobart.
You played at.
You know my schedule
yeah.
better than I do.
Yeah, you did it. And you played at Bulldog Park in Crown Point.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
Bulldog
that's
Park
great.
In Crown Point.
Yeah, I went over there to shoot some pictures of you.
That's right. That's right.
That's
you,
awesome.
You really have to check out Connie's pictures. Connie, who are some of the blues artists that you have photographed?
Oh, my God. There's about 70 so or more.
Oh,
I've
my
been
God.
Doing it for a long time, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to talk
some
about
amazing
me. This is your
stuff,
time.
Buddy.
This is
yeah,
your
but
time.
This is it's a whole conversation. But, you know, this is there's – she has some amazing pictures of Buddy Guy and all kinds of stuff. I was able to go and sing at Buddy Guy's, and that was great, and that was phenomenal. I mean, I really love that area, and I can't wait to come back.
That's awesome.
Yes, Deetra Farr is an awesome singer, too, that I've taken some pictures of. But there's
mm-hmm.
been so many, I mean.
Yeah,
but
she's amazing.
I
love Deetra. She's an amazing singer. I didn't get a chance to see her when I was out there, but when I come back, I'm going to see Deetra for sure.
Yeah, we're
great
really
time.
Really looking forward to seeing you come on. Yeah, you played with Joseph Morganfield on the 4th of July too.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
You had a huge banner. Huge banner with your picture on it and backstage. It was really cool. All the neat photos that you have when you're traveling around with your group, Bridget. You know? And
thank
I remember
you.
When you came out, yeah, Still I Rise, it was like 2 years ago we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
You were just getting the band together and just thinking about that part
yeah.
of the process, you know, 6 interviews
sure.
ago. And by the way, we have 2 more callers in the queue right now.
Oh, we do.
Things,
oh,
things
my
are
goodness.
Busy.
Wow.
We. Oh my
well,
God!
Great
I love
talking
it.
To you, Connie.
Oh, I love it,
oh,
Connie.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh man,
okay.
Thank you, Connie. Send all your stuff. I'll attach it to the info here on the interview. All the good stuff and pass it along too. Okay. This is Tom on the Humagoo
oh, okay.
over
you
on
want
my
me
end.
Send you
I'm in Milwaukee.
Pictures? Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, send them along. I'll get that out to you. Okay. I'm in the
okay.
Milwaukee area, so go Bears, huh? In the Chicago Fun area.
For real.
You know it's Cheesehead over here. It's Packers. I have to have fun with all you guys.
I know.
So.
It's you guys are Cheeseheads. I know. I don't care how bad the Bears get. I'm a diehard Bears fan.
We just want a game now. Something. Let's just do it. Oh, man.
I know.
Thank you, Connie.
I hear you.
God bless. Awesome.
You too.
Bye, bye-bye. Connie. Great catching up with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, my friend, who do I got on air here now? Hello, this is Tom. Who is here with Bridget? Go ahead.
Hey, Tom. This is Steve Vasquez from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey, Steve. Go ahead.
Oh,
talk
hey,
to Bridget,
Steve.
Man. Awesome.
Hey,
oh,
yeah,
hi,
man. You know, hey, Bridget. Hey, Tom. Thank you so much for having Bridget on, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your blog. So. Going back to our, I'm with the Central Iowa Blues Society. I'm the education chair and a director on the board. Going back to our Winter Blues Fest this previous February, got a great chance to visit with Paul Nelson, and his emphasis was on the blues societies across America need to unite and bring bands in and help string tours along. And I know I had discussed with Bridget on this this topic that, you know, there you go. Shout out to Chicago. Here we are in Des Moines, Chicago. There's a string. And
nice.
I love Bridget's material. Of course, from the education aspect and keeping the blues alive, it would be great to involve her in my program, which we've reached out to everything from hospitals, AA groups, LGBTQ community, schools, libraries, everything. We've expanded so much, and I've discussed a little bit with Bridget about possibly linking some local things if we can get her into our Winter Blues Fest next year in 2021.
You know, that would be great, Stephen. You know, I think, you know, when we talked, you know, I was able to, you and I were really able to communicate, and I can see what your programs, you know, a little taste of your programs. And now that we're a little more deeper into some of the things that are happening in the world, I can see how that is going to be even in bigger need now, in helping heal humanity and bringing us back together. There's going to be a greater need. So, you know, if there's a chance and a possibility, that would be wonderful for me to come out. I would love that. And by then, hopefully I'll have my new CD out, and I'd be able to bring my new CD. That'd be great.
Well, that would be fantastic, you know. And our program that would be ideal for that timing would be it's a take on a little Walter student called Blues with a Feeling. We twisted that,
mm-hmm.
and we're calling it Blues with a Healing, and to have you involved with. Yeah, to have you involved with something like the VA hospital or a children's hospital in the area, that would be fantastic. So we would love to have you out here, and I am working with forwarding material to our board of directors and helping land something here next year.
And that would be wonderful. And, you know, I did do a lot of touring for the Department of Defense and the USO. So, you know, it would be a great honor to be able to help you with your program, Blues with Healing. Absolutely.
You know, actually, now that you said that, that just popped something into my head. I can get you scheduled, and we'll talk a little bit later about this. I can get you scheduled into our VA hospital program, and of course, I'm not going to bog down the blog with this, but I will definitely be in contact with you about something in a few months that we can slide you into.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Well, that just made my day.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Yes.
Great programs,
yes.
Helping out everybody. You bring the different sides of music. You know, this little show I try to do is the same thing, but you're really trying to do some healing stuff and bringing the musicians. It must be really hard to try and make all that coordinate together, huh? With all the opportunities.
Well, we work.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we work with a lot of different entities just in the area. We work with, you know, first responders. We're working with immigrant refugee groups. There's a lot, so many opportunities here to reach out and heal with blues music. And when people look at you and they say, what are you talking about? And I'm telling you, look, you know, what Bridget's doing, what I'm doing, what the blues societies are reaching out to do is that blues music, people don't understand that this is what it uplifts you and carries you through your time, carries you through your day, carries you through difficult times and struggles in life. And Bridget's music is just perfect for that. And, you know, with everything she's doing and the mystery of this new CD coming out, I'm really excited about that. But there's so much going on.
The title of my new CD is Mother of the Crossroads.
Oh my! That just hit.
Yeah.
That just hit right now.
Well, thank
yeah.
you
That's
very
beautiful.
Much, Steve. Thank you for all the information and get in touch and send me some stuff on the Humagoo, and I'm always here to pass some info along. Okay? I got another call
too.
That's exciting. Thank you, bro.
Wow.
I got another caller who's been on hold the same time Steve showed up because I kind of went off here to talk to them quickly. Thank you, sir. God bless for coming on the Humagoo. I'll put you in the queue,
thank
my
you so
friend.
Much.
Thank
okay?
you. Bye-bye, Steve. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Kylie. Bye-bye. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everything you do. Bye-bye. Hang on. I think it's coming in. I got to hit my buttons. Hello. Do I have another caller here on the Humagoo waiting to talk to Bridget?
Yes, this is Richard from Los Angeles.
Hello, Richard. Thanks, bro, man. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, Richard. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing great.
I'm enjoying all this beautiful weather here in California. As are you, I'm sure.
Yes, I think we might be in the same area.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat, man.
Yeah, but Bridget, I just want to thank you for always being so positive and inspirational with all your comments. There's days when you're feeling down, and when you come up with all your inspirational sayings, it's kind of uplifting, especially at a time like this.
I try.
I try,
there's times when, I'm human and I'm feeling down too, but the thing about it is, right now we need each other more than ever, because we have a whole world that is grieving. We are all grieving together. If we could just bring ourselves and unite each other, unite a little more and gain a little bit of understanding about, our sisters and our brothers, we have to understand that that's what we need, is we need each other. We need each other more than ever now.
Yeah, you go ahead, Richard.
Exactly what I was talking about. He's always very positive, inspirational, and always, And where were you brought up?
I grew up in East L.A. I was born in East L.A.
Awesome.
I was born in East L.A., raised in East L.A. I went to Humphreys Elementary School off of 4th Street. And my father went to Garfield High School, and my mom went to Garfield High School, and I spent my first half of my life there, and then later moved into the Alhambra area, but I'm pretty much an L.A. woman.
Oh, that's awesome. And your inspirations, who inspired you to become a blues singer, where do you get your
I love all music, and my dad, when I was little, used to listen to a lot of the blues, and so, via my father, and he used to listen to a lot of B.B. King and Buddy Guy and, all those people, and as I grew older, I used to sneak into the blues clubs when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And in L.A., and they would have me sing, And so I would get up there, and I would sing, and made a lot of great friends through the blues, and then spend some time, raising my kids, and then decided to come back into singing.
One of the neat things... Richard, she did like a USO. You were doing like the America, weren't you for the Army or something like that, traveling around?
Yeah, I sang for my dog is having a fun day. I sang for the Department of Defense.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is the USO. I traveled all around the world, Panama, Africa, Japan, Honduras, and that's a total education in itself to see how other people live in different countries. I remember one time we were Honduras. They would fly us to the remote sites, and they would build the stages for us, and we would fly through the rainforest in Chinooks and Blackhawks, and they would fly us through the jungles with the doors open on the helicopters, and we would get out and then we would perform. I was performing with five other females, and one day they started and here we were dressed in our high heels and our sequined gowns and in the middle of the jungle, and for the army, I think it was the Army or the Marines, and all of a sudden they started yelling, "Run, run, run, run!" So we all started running, and they said, get in the hooch, get in the hooch. And the hooch is basically, you know, their houses where they lived in the jungle. So we ran in there, and then we said, what happened? What happened? Well, there was killer bees. So we couldn't perform because there was killer bees. Because there was killer bees.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But look at where your music has taken you all around the world. It's what an amazing life that must have been, or must be also.
Well, yeah, it's a blessing. You know, I really, you know, I wake up thankful every day. I go to bed thankful, and I wake up thankful, and that's how I live my life. Trying to live my life in a constant state of thankfulness.
Well, you know, I don't want to keep you too long on the phone. I'm sure you might have other callers, but I just want to again thank you for your gift that you share with all of us. You have an amazing gift. So
thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I love seeing you at my events. I really do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you soon somewhere.
Yeah, we're all going to be back together again. We just need to wait it out a little bit.
Yes. Stay safe and healthy. It's been a pleasure.
Stay safe and healthy. Bye bye now.
Bye now.
Are you there?